Welcome back to Double Fries No Slaw. This is part two of a series that I don't even know how many parts it's going to be, talking about the fix for FSU. If you missed part one, I'll link it at the end of the video. They're not dependent on each other. They're all kind of independent thoughts, so you don't need to click out and watch the first part, but go back and watch that if you haven't already. Part two today is going to deal with Mike Norvell's contract. Maybe the very thing that is a pair of golden handcuffs that not only binds Mike Norvell to this university, but for the time being, binds Mike Norvell to this university. Mike Norvell's contract, much has been made about it. We've talked a ton about the buyout. And I have an interesting idea, thought, proposal that may have some legs to it, may not. I've heard different chatter about it, but something that I think would help FSU tremendously. We talked about in part one how a GM and the timeliness of a GM hire could help FSU in a massive way. This would help FSU in another massive way, both in the short term and the long term. I don't know how realistic it is. And I'll preface the entire video by saying, I don't know if I would do this if I was Mike Norvell. I can easily say, man, I'd coach Florida State for $50,000 a year. Just pay my mortgage and we're good. But Mike Norvell is not me. I'm a fan. I love FSU. After 7 wins in 2 years, I'm going out tonight and I'm wearing an FSU pullover. I was here before Mike got here, and ultimately I'll be here after he's gone, whenever that is. But Mike Norvell is not a Florida State fan. He doesn't think like you and I do. I'm not saying that he doesn't care, but he doesn't bleed garnet and gold the way we do. I think he does care. I think he cares about his players. I do think he cares about the program to some regards. I think he cares about the way that he's viewed. But these people that are hired for these high-profile jobs very rarely, unless they're former alums or former players, very rarely do they care like we care. Now, Bobby, after being there for 40 years, yeah, I'm sure he did, right? But very rarely do you find a coach that has the same cut me open and see what colors I bleed mindset about a program. If Mike was to get fired tomorrow, he would go to another program and he'd never talk about FSU again another day in his life. Just like Billy Napier is fully bought in on being JMU's coach. He's done with UF. That job no longer exists. And as long as they're employed, they will absolutely wave the banner because it helps them in recruiting. It helps them with donor support. It helps them do the best job they can possibly do. But I'm coming at this as a fan. And if I was in Mike Norvell's shoes, I don't even know that I would do what I'm asking to be done here. But nonetheless, this is something that would help FSU tremendously. I do think Mike cares. To start the video out, I'm not trying to imply in any way that he doesn't care about FSU. If you truly do, and he's done a lot in the community with giving back and his Keep Climbing Foundation and different things, the way he supports and goes to softball games and supports our other programs, I do think he cares. If that's the case, it's time to prove it. It's time to step up to the plate and put your money where your mouth is. Last year, he gave a gift. He had a revised contract where he gave back. I'm kind of go into that in just a moment. $4.5 million of his salary. He took less money after going 2-10. Now that gift wasn't a full free and clear gift. It was $4.5 million with some stipulations. It sounded great to get a nearly $5 million check from your coach. And it did give the money to Florida State. He did take it off of this year's salary. However, if Florida State was to fire Mike Norvell or would have fired him after this year, they would owe back most of it. It's prorated. If you take the $4.5 million he gave and cut off the number of years which you fired him, you give back about 85% of it between now and the end of the deal. It's decreased by $750,000 every year. So this year, so far, in money that Florida State has actually collected from Mike Norvell and would not have to pay back, it's about $750,000. Much different than the $4.5 million that was promised up front. If Florida State keeps him through 2031, for my sanity, hopefully that's not the case, then he will have given a total of $4.5 million. He can also earn that money back. His revised contract includes annual performance bonuses that pay up to $750,000 if the Seminoles win at least 9 games. So if the Seminoles win 9 games every year between 2026 and 2031, he would earn back the full $4.5 million. Here's the question, though. Past the gift that had stipulations, I'd like to give some Christmas gifts like that. Hey, I'm going to give you this gift, but if anything happens between me and you now and then, you're going to have to give it back or you have to pay me back. All jokes aside, would Mike be open to a true restructuring of the contract? Not a gift that can be paid back or earned back, but just truly restructuring the way that his contract works. Right now, he's making around $10 million a year. You know that number. Would that number be possible to bring down at all? Could you take him to 8.5? Could you take him to 9? Is that something he'd be open to at all? I don't know. I think it would help FSU if he was open to restructuring just a bit. What about the buyout? Right now, it's 85% of every dollar that he's owned. Now, none of that owed up front. It would all be paid out yearly. But I don't know. Would he be willing to take that down to 75? Would he be willing to take that down to 50? I don't know. If you cared enough and you really did want to see this thing turn around, would you be open to it? Now, that's less security for him. That's less of a guarantee. That's less of a promise. But if he was to do it, would he show that he really was serious about caring for FSU? That he really loved Tallahassee, like he says he does? That he really wants this program to thrive no matter what? Well, if he was to do it, I think you'd say, yeah, he does care. He is showing that it's not about the money. He is showing that, yeah, the money doesn't matter to me, man. What's the difference in 8.5 and 10 million? I just want to win. I think it would show that. We'll talk more about this and why our restructure makes sense. But first, I do want to give some love to our friends over at Tallahassee Ford. Check this out, and we'll be right back.
Flag football team coming along. I see you got Lauren from accounting.
You know, it's pretty strong, Mr. H. How is yours?
Well, we got Big Jerry from service, oh. Jenyon from parts, and Mr. Vickers here from sales. We got a pretty strong lineup.
Look, Lord, here's the rest of our team in a brand new F-150. Hey, guys.
Let's go.
All right.
You ready to win?
How'd she get those guys? That was your job.
Guys,
we got some work to do, man.
Bye. Tallahassee Ford, we make winning easy.
A restructure makes sense in so many ways. But the number one way that a restructure makes sense right now is that more and more and more of Mike Norvell's responsibilities continue to be taken away. He's not allowed to touch the offense anymore. That has been stripped from him. I believe that Mike knew he had to make a change to kind of reset or extend the shot clock a little bit. Reset's a bad word. Maybe like an offensive rebound, how they put 14 seconds back on instead of the full 24. But I know that he was told, dude, you need to hire an offensive coordinator. Your offense is not working. And you saw some improvement with offense from 2024 to 2025. But the responsibilities haven't stopped there. The idea of building a roster is no longer allowed under him. They're going to hire a GM to do that part of his job for him. And so you've got a coach who is known as a recruiter before he got here and an offensive guy. And now he's not doing either one of those. So paying him $10 million to do neither of those things doesn't seem like the wisest investment on my part. What about Mike Norvell's mental health? What about just the pressure that he feels from this job? Would restructuring things to kind of have that investment, that favor, some of that buy-in with the fans, would that make sense? I think so. What about money for player retention? What about player acquisition? What about his staff? What about the facilities that have been built for him to be the coach at? Would money there be well used? Could that help him overall? I think so. I think there are pretty good arguments on all sides of this why a restructure would make sense. All of this said, if Mike Norvell is completely opposed to it, like probably his agent would suggest, I get it. There's a little statue over my shoulder of Kobe Bryant. My favorite athlete of all time, Jameis Second. Some of you already knew that. Kobe never took less money. Kobe ran the Lakers into the absolute ground. Kobe didn't go the Tim Duncan route, where Duncan said, hey, I'll take less money. The Baker Mayfield route for you Bucks fans. Hey, I'll take less money. Put superstars around me. I just want to win. Kobe never did that. Kobe got a max contract and played about half the season his last year. And guess what? I had no problem with it. And so if Mike Norvell at the same time doesn't want to take any less money, Ultimately, I have no problem with it. It is his contract. We're the ones who signed it. I say we. Florida State's the one that signed it. And they made their bed and they got to lie in it. So I got no problems if Mike Norvell doesn't want to restructure. Just like I didn't have a problem with Kobe doing it. But when you look at the difference between Kobe and Tim, what did Tim do longer in his career? Well, he won more because he took less money and he really cared about winning. Kobe cared about money in his bank. That's fine. I don't know that I would do these videos for less, for the love of the game. I don't know that I would scream into a microphone and record and upload to YouTube for you guys just because I loved it. No, I got bills to pay. Obviously, a little bit different between Kobe taking 20-something million and Tim taking 15-something million. They were both putting food on the table in those situations. But so will Mike at $10 million a year or $8.5 million a year. He'll put food on the table one way or the other. But at the end of the day, if he says, no, my family's future is the most important thing to me, I get it. But I do want to hear your thoughts. I do think this is a possibility. As much as it might just seem like a hypothetical or theoretical video, I think this is a possibility that we see some kind of restructure come from Mike Norvell. Not saying it's a done deal, not guaranteeing it, not telling you that beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's happening. But I wouldn't be shocked if it does. More of this series is upcoming. Things that can help FSU get back on the right path. NIL, revenue sharing, buy-in, coaching changes, expectations, timelines, all things we'll discuss. So make sure that you are locked in and you don't miss any of it. Those will be our next several videos that we put out, unless there's breaking news that kind of breaks into the middle of it. If you missed part one, you can click the video on the screen right now to watch it. More about the GM, more of what I've heard and what I expect from FSU. As always, we appreciate Sleeper for their support. Go check them out with the link in the description. We'll talk to you guys soon on Double Fries, No Slaw.